Welcome to the Sunday, February 19, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. How will we know the pitch of that great bell? Too large for us to stir, let but a flute play 'neath the fine mixed metal. Listen close till the right note flows forth, a silvery rill. Then shall the huge bell tremble, then the mass, with myriad waves concurrent, shall respond in low, soft unison. I remind myself of George Eliot's words of encouragement in moments of extreme frustration, shoved up against the walls of all the boxes, appalled. After all the hard work and suffering of Nikola Tesla, precisely so I would not have to feel what I am now feeling, appalled at the huge expenditure of energy involved in simply living lovingly, in connection with my fellows, which requires knowing how my sisters and brothers are doing globally, and extending a hand where it's needed. And I'm not talking money. I'm talking about our shared human energy. I would not be feeling this frustration if the world Nikola Tesla wanted to see had been let be. Above all, we would not have seen the mammoth toll of lost lives and suffering, completely unnecessary, of the 20th century and in the years since. The price we continuously pay for co-signing their dishonesty, the power guys. I don't know anybody but Prince who was speaking out about this, saying that freedom, our bodies, free of force, come first, above all else, like the birds. Just like the birds. The frustration that prompted these words intensified 3 days later by another article we need to discuss as well and decide the best way to do that, given the time constraints of the show. I'm still trying to, it'll probably have to be incorporated into next week's show. The title, Weighing Minimum Wage Where Divisions Run Deep. South Africa faces rising discontent. With stark poverty widespread, a move to ensure $1.50 an hour by Norimitsu Onishi in the February 16, 2017 New York Times. But the frustration that prompted my original words came when I read a many times strained substance needed to build our common sense of oneness carefully removed. Article about the coalescence of our longing for freedom as it manifested in another part of the world, and I struggled to figure out what more precisely was going on. The title, Fed by Anger and Mistrust, Unrest Persists in Romania. Quote, exactly 1 week after the largest protests in a quarter of a century rocked Romania, an estimated 70,000 demonstrators filled the square outside the main government building in Bucharest on Sunday evening, determined to show those in power that the crisis was far from over. While significantly less than the 500,000 who took to the streets across the country the previous Sunday, the Bucharest demonstration was still a potent sign of the resilient unrest in the country and the loss of trust between the new government, only in office since the beginning of January, and a large sector of the population. Sunday was the 13th night in a row that protesters occupied Piața Victoriei, Victory Square in Bucharest, after the government passed an emergency ordinance on January 31st that effectively decriminalized some low-level corruption offenses, including cases of official misconduct in which the financial damage was less than 200,000 lei, or about $47,000. Protests have also taken place in more than 50 towns and cities across the country. In the face of the large-scale backlash, the emergency ordinance was repealed a week ago, but that has not stopped protesters from demonstrating their anger, and that is by Kit Gillette in the New York Times of February 13, 2017. Later in the article, a man, Florin Badita, described as an activist, is reported as saying, quote, this won't be the last night. We haven't won anything yet. If we don't go out now, we'll need to in 6 months when there's the next big thing, he said. What we want to do is build this in a sustainable way and also to train citizens in things like the Freedom of Information Act. We can go out all the time to protest, but we need to do more, unquote. You see what I mean? The straining of one's whole being required to try to come to common terms with Mr. Badita. But this article was not for this, but for not this, not for us, but for not us. The enormous power of the technology we have today as a result of so much hard work and pain, in no small measure that of Nikola Tesla, left for us, and we still cannot listen to each other's beat Listen to the drummer, said Prince, but you still want to have fun. It shouldn't be work. We still cannot talk to and share with each other globally or even locally in safe spaces that make conscious and examine the totalitarian mindset of class, exploring how it is the state, and recognize its abusiveness, see that abuse in all of its institutions so we can build trust and love between us. This is our obligation to children, no less to ourselves. We still cannot work with each other in the ways that link with and build authentic freedom for every single human on the planet. The need for our doing this could not be more urgent. And we will be in the next show and ongoingly, we will be considering in this regard an article from a couple days later in the New York Times of February 17, titled Zuckerberg, Bucking Tide Takes a Public Stand Against Isolationism, in which Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook is quoted as saying that we need to build a global community that works for everyone. Need to build a global community that works for everyone, unquote. And thinking more about the term he uses, creating social infrastructure in which to do it, which reflects on the question that we'll be raising later in today's show. Either we want society or we don't. And today, society is global. As Prince says, it is either this or that, and if we want it, we will have to fight for it.